Hi, I'm Nikki from Teaching Autism, and welcome to the Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. Are you an autism or special education professional? Are you a teacher or therapist looking for support and new ideas? You may even be a parent, family member, or carer. This podcast is perfect to help you find out more information, support, and get some of your questions answered. Hi, and welcome back to another episode on my Teaching Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. Today's episode, I am giving you 5 tips for how you can help build a positive mindset for yourself and others in your classroom and school as well. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll have seen lately on my stories where I've been opening up a lot more and showing some everyday truths and how people can have this illusion that people's lives are as perfect as they look on Instagram, and that can really have an effect on your mindset and make it become a little bit more negative. And I just want to squash those feelings for you. I want to help you see that what you see on Instagram isn't the be-all and end-all of someone's life. And just because you don't have picture-perfect, amazing photos to put on your Instagram, and you may feel intimidated by those picture-perfect ones you do see, it doesn't mean that you are any less of a teacher or homeschooler than that person is. Instagram is just a quick snapshot into someone's day. It's not a true reflection. Like when I share sensory trays and I love to set them all up and they look all lovely, but very rarely do I actually share the photo with you 10 seconds later when busy little hands have got inside there and it doesn't look so perfect anymore. But my students have fun. They're accessing the resources I provide them with, and that's what it's all about. That's why today I wanted to share some tips with you for how you can help build a positive mindset for yourself and others around you. Tip number one, try not to focus on the bad. I know that's really hard if you're having a hard day. Maybe your students have been struggling with transition back to school after a break. Maybe you feel like all of your students are having a tough day, you don't know what to do to help them, and you're just running around like a headless chicken. At times like this, it's really easy to become overwhelmed and feel not so great about yourself and your teaching skills. Take a step back, breathe, and look around you. Start thinking about the positives about your students, your classroom, yourself, and your teaching. Are your students happy to come to school? Do you provide them with a safe environment? Do you feel like you've built positive relationships with them and that they trust you? What about your team of staff? Do they complement your teaching style? What ways do they support you? What strengths do they bring to your classroom? Look at your classroom. Think of some fun memories you have of your students there. For me, I always laugh at the time when we first brought in water balloons outside one summer. My students went crazy. They loved them and had the best time. They were proper belly laughing, playing with each other, running around outside. Thinking of a memory like that, it's hard not to smile or laugh to myself and remember the good times. And those positive memories really do help to squash the negative place you may find yourself in at that moment. Number two is to practice compliments. So have a quick meeting with your staff and talk to them about improving the positive mindset of everyone in the classroom, students and staff. Throughout the day, everyone make an effort to compliment one other person. If it feels awkward, you can do it in a roundabout way, like, "Hey Lucy, wasn't Miss Evans so great at reading that story?" You'll be surprised how much giving little compliments and receiving them can really help to build a positive mindset for you and everyone around you. Number three is to start recording positive or happy moments or things you're grateful for. For me, I use my Mrs. Hinch activity journal. Mrs. Hinch has totally helped me work on my self-care routine and turn my mindset round. And every week I record things that I'm grateful for, what I enjoyed most about that week, and what I'd like to do again in the journal. It really helps me put things into perspective and sort of recognize the small things and appreciate them and see all the great things I achieved that week. But you can also do this as a team with your staff. Keep a little jar in the classroom, and when something makes you smile, laugh, feel proud, or you're just having fun, write about it on a piece of paper and place it into the jar. Then at the end of the day, week, month, even year, pull out the pieces of paper and read them. This is a great way for you all to reflect and think about the good times and all the positive things that had happened. This is especially great if you've had a really tough time recently and you may be overlooking those positive and fun moments, and it's great to be able to look back on them and see that actually, although there were some negatives, there were a lot of positives as well. Tip number four, and this is one of the biggest ones that I say to everyone, avoid Debbie Downers. This is real life, and you are going to have some wonderful positive Pollies around you, but you're also going to have some real Debbie Downers. You know the people who are always having the worst day? Everything goes wrong for them. They're never happy. There's never a light at the end of the tunnel. It's very easy for us to pick up on moods around us, and hanging around with Debbie Downer can have a negative effect on you and your mindset. Instead, hang around with some positive Pollies. Make a pact with some of your teacher friends that if someone's having a down day, you'll all find a way to help them turn it round and become more positive. Then, if you are feeling down or negative, go and talk with them. Sometimes when something negative happens, all you can feel are negative thoughts about it. But talking about it to someone else can really help you to see the positives and help turn your mood around too. And don't forget, a lot of those Debbie Downers do like to hang out in the staff room. And if you feel like that staff room is just too much of a negative place for you, avoid it and go elsewhere for your lunch. You don't have to stay in your classroom. You can go somewhere else. You can go for a walk. You can hang out outside. Just be sure to surround yourself with positive Pollies and get rid of those Debbie Downers. And finally, my last tip, start every morning upbeat, excited, and ready for the day ahead. For me, this usually consists of listening to some motivating songs on the way to work and just having the radio on and really taking in some fun songs. You'll be surprised how much music can really help to change your mood. Feel blessed you've woken up on another morning. Look around you for things that you feel blessed and grateful for. That student who may be screaming and crying in the corner, you can look at it two ways. I like to look at it in the way that I am really blessed to be able to help this student and provide them with the tools they need so that they can start to help calm themselves down and feel safe and happy again. Look around at your team of staff. Feel thankful that you have a team and you can all rely on each other and have each other's backs. They're here to help your students with you, and they're here to help you do your job as you're here to help them. Together, you're a team. And as I always say, teamwork really does make the dream work. So what are some ways that you help to keep a positive mindset? Head over to the show notes and share your best tips with us. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon.